Oh my goodness, there's such a beautiful presence of the Holy Spirit here tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for being here with us tonight. We love you so much, and we love your presence, and we just want more of you. We long for you in our hearts, Lord, and we just love the way that you feel about us, and we just want so much more from you, and so we just thank you for your blessings tonight. Amen. So when Larry and I were getting ready for tonight, we were thinking about what would be a scripture that would just summarize the experiences that we had in Thailand together. And the Lord immediately sent us to a scripture, Matthew 15, 30 and 31. And a great multitude came to him, bringing with them the lame, the maimed, the blind, the dumb, and many others, and they put them down at his feet, and he cured them. So that the crowd was amazed when they saw the dumb speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, the blind seeing, and they recognized and praised and thanked and glorified the God of Israel.
Amen.
That is just so beautiful. And it just summarizes so beautifully the experiences that we had, because people came to Jesus. They had heard of Jesus. They knew of Jesus. They were expecting a miracle. And Jesus delivered.
Always does.
He definitely
always
did. Everywhere we went to several villages, we were in the city, we went to home churches, we went to big churches, we went to community events, we went to Pattaya by the beach, even on our days off. People came to Jesus to get touched by him, to get healed by him, to receive love from him. And they came with expectancy and faith and hope. And God just delivered. He healed and he delivered. He does not disappoint. He is a miracle working God.
Yes.
And there's another scripture that talks to that, John 6, 2. And a great crowd was following him because they had seen the signs, miracles, which he continually performed upon those who were sick. And that was just so beautiful, because it just shows, yes, it really did. It really did. And so this was another theme where people had either seen miracles or heard of miracles, and so they came expecting a miracle. And it was so encouraging to me and Larry and all of the prayer partners that we were with, because it really showed that Jesus is taking over Thailand.
Yes,
we
yes,
proclaim yes, yes. it, and we are in agreement yes. with it. Jesus, you are moving in Thailand, and you are going to bring that nation to you and all of the other nations. We're just all coming to Jesus. And so I am going to talk a little bit about some of the miracles that we saw, and then I'll turn it over to my wonderful husband here. So our first night in Chaiapum, we went to this village in Chaiapum, and it ended up being really cold there. I wasn't expecting it to be cold, but it was really cold. It's up in the mountains, and it was freezing cold at night, but Jesus was there in the cold. He
That's
doesn't
right.
let that stop
That's
him. Right. So we went to our first night, we went to a home church, and there were about 20, 25 people there that all come expecting a miracle and wanting a touch of Jesus. So the first lady that we prayed for, immediately the miracle started. We laid hands on her, and I immediately felt a spark when I touched her, and she was healed. And that was just the theme of the night. It was just healing, healing, healing. There was a lady who, she was really bent over. She couldn't stand up straight. She kind of walked like this. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of sad to see, but she was really like hunched over like that, and that's how she walked. And she was obviously in a lot of pain and discomfort, because that's not a pleasant way to be positioned all the time. We prayed over her. We felt the Lord leading her to forgiveness, and so we asked her, there are people in her lives who have hurt in her life who have hurt her. Does she need to forgive anyone? And immediately she started forgiving, especially her son, and pain left, and she was able to stand up straight and walk.
Yeah.
So it was just such a blessing to see
That's simple.
She comes in like could barely stand up, and here she is. You know, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So then one of the other men that we prayed for, he was an alcoholic and he came to get set free. He came specifically to get free of alcoholism. And we prayed over him. We laid hands on him. After we were done praying, he said he felt something leave his stomach. He felt free. And of course, that was the demon leaving his spirit man. So we just were just so thankful to the Lord. And his family was rejoicing because his family was there. They wanted him to get free of the alcoholism as well. So when they saw the spirit leave and they saw the countenance change, they were just so thankful. So it was really just a rejoicing. Woman with bad eyes, after praying over her, she could see normally. Perfect eyesight restored. Lady with a bump on her forehead. She had a big lump on her forehead. And again, the sparks were coming. So we touched her. I laid hands on her. I felt a spark. I didn't even say anything, but she said, I feel sparks in my head. And then our interpreter, AJ, Applejoy, she saw the sparks. So it's just such a miracle. The woman was, the pain left, and she was just completely healed and felt wonderful. So it was just a really, yes, thank you, Jesus. It was just a wonderful night of miracle. That was the first night. That was one night. Next village, after Chaipun, we went to Pak Chong. And there again, we went to a home church. And again, there were about 20, 25 people there. And again, people came expecting miracles. There were members, one of the members in particular from the home church, he had a miracle that he had just experienced with another member. And so they had all heard about it. And so they were really expectant and excited and really happy to be there. And so when we were praying over people, a man with asthma, he was healed. He could breathe normally. The pain left. So we were just rejoicing. Broken hearts healed. There were lots of broken hearts there that day. Again, they came expecting a miracle. One of the members, when he shared his testimony, it was just so moving, and it really inspired our faith, and it lifted us up, and it just created an atmosphere for Holy Spirit to just do his miracles. Amen. That's what he loves to do. So then on to Christmas. This was just a few days before Christmas. So then on Christmas, we went to Pattaya we went to Christmas Eve. We started in Bangkok, then went to Pattaya. Then the next day, Christmas Day on Pattaya, we went to a Christmas celebration in the evening in one of the villages. And the highlight there were the children. There were about 70 children at this celebration. It was just a family event, and just the children were so excited. They were so happy to be there celebrating the Lord. We were worshiping. Of course, all the worship songs are in Thai, so we can't understand it, but we can feel the Spirit. And the children were singing the worship songs. It was just beautiful. And we could just feel the Lord's heart just melting with these children singing his praises, especially on Christmas night. So the Lord gave us both a message for that night to pray destiny over these children. Larry was actually going to preach a different message, but the Lord gave me a word, and he gave Larry the same word. At the same time, it was like the children, their destiny. The Lord has a destiny for them. He wants to open it up. He has a beautiful life for them of prosperity and abundance and love and provision and goodness and miracles. And so that was the message. So Larry preached about destiny, and then we invited the children up, and we laid hands on all of them. There were all 70 of them, all ages, little ones, big ones, in between, all ages, boys, girls. They were so excited. They could not get enough of this. They came up. They wanted us to pray over them. They wanted a word. Our interpreter was interpreting for us, so they were hearing the words that the Lord was giving us for them, and several of them kept coming up to the line. So many of them just kept coming. So it was really beautiful. The Lord just really wanted to open up their lives. And their parents were super excited too. They really wanted their children to be touched by Jesus. So when Larry and I were talking about that, the scripture that really came to mind was Matthew 19:13-15. Then little children were brought to Jesus that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But he said, leave the children alone. Allow the little ones to come to me. And do not forbid or restrain or hinder them. For of such as these is the kingdom of heaven composed. Amen. And he put his hands upon them, and then he went his way. And imagine those children touched by Jesus. Jesus is here in the flesh, and he's laying his hands on those children. Imagine how that felt for them. And we really felt that these children that night were experiencing that. That was Jesus. That was not us. That was Jesus. That was the touch of the Lord. So we were just so thankful and really rejoicing in all of that. So then Christmas Day, this was Christmas night, Christmas Day in Pattaya, we were at a cafe by the hotel we were staying at, and we thought we were going for a coffee and a waffle and some breakfast. The owner of the cafe, she said, well, would you mind praying over some people? I have some people I want prayer for. And we said, well, of course, that's what we do. That's why we're here. And that's what Jesus never stops his prayer time. So we said, of course. So one by one, and then another and another, there were about 9 or 10 people. And we spent a good amount of time with each of these folks praying over them. So we were there for probably a couple of hours praying over people. And they were all just so touched. Of course, it's Christmas Day. So, you know, Jesus is just celebrating, and it's the birth of his beloved, and it was just beautiful. And as people were walking by, it's a warm day in Pattaya, the doors were all open, so as people were walking by, they're feeling the Spirit, and we're saying, Merry Christmas! The Lord is so wonderful, and so people were just really feeling that, and we prophesied over this place that it would be an open heaven, and that the Lord would feel his presence there and stay there, and that it would be a meeting place. People would be drawn there to come and meet the Lord and have encounters and be touched by the Lord, and so we really believe that that's what the Lord has in mind there for Pattaya. It needs it so much. The people there really need to be touched by Jesus, as we all do. They asked us for help to start a Bible study in that same cafe, and so we did. A couple of days later, we helped them start their first Bible study, and we're believing that that is going to continue, and so we're so thankful for that. The next day at the restaurant, not the cafe, but the restaurant across the way, we're having lunch, and the Lord really put it on my heart. There was a lady boy there, and he was a server at the restaurant, and the Lord really put it on my heart to pray for him. He wanted to touch him. So I said to Larry, honey, the Holy Spirit really wants us to pray over this lady boy. And Larry also felt the Spirit leading us to do that. So we asked our interpreter to come and help us. And we asked, can we pray for you? And he was so open to it. We weren't sure quite what to expect, but he was so open to it, and he felt touched by the Lord. We laid our hands on him. We prayed over him. Afterwards, he said, I felt something. He didn't quite know what it was, but he said, I felt something when you touched me and prayed over me. And so we invited him to the Bible study and gave him a Bible and just had really wonderful. Yeah, and he came, and he got saved. We led him to the Lord. Yeah, it was really beautiful. So thank you, Jesus. So the message there is trust. Larry and I do this a lot. Trust the Lord when you feel like the Lord's leading you to pray over somebody. He's going to back you up. He wants to touch people. And he does that through us, through all of us, through all of you, and through everybody online. The Lord wants to touch his beloved people through us. And so when he's leading us to pray over people, he's going to be there with us. He will be our prayer partner. He will be there working those miracles and touching the people that he wants to touch. It doesn't even matter really what we say. So if we're not sure, sometimes it's not always comfortable. Well, gee, I don't even know if this person's going to, you know, how they're going to react. We can feel assured that Holy Spirit's going to be there right with us. So thank you, Lord. Let's see, another day in Pattaya. A couple of days later, we're back in the cafe, and one of the ladies who had come to the Bible study, she fell off her motorbike, and she came in, she's all bruised and battered, she has bandages, she pain and can't walk and can't move, and she's stiff, and she says, would you pray? I fell off my motorbike, and so injured arm, shoulder, back, neck, knees, the whole deal. She was just all banged up, so we prayed over her, and She felt wonderful. We prayed, touched all of the body parts. She felt wonderful. She felt the pain leave. She could move freely. It was such a beautiful experience. But something really funny happened at that same time. The enemy, he got mad. He didn't like all of this. Because by that time, we had already started the Bible study. We had prophesied over this cafe and done all this prayer. Well, the enemy didn't like that. But Jesus doesn't care. Because Jesus is like, I'm bigger than you, you stupid enemy. Get out. So it's so funny. We're praying over this woman. And this Russian couple is sitting at the table. They can't speak much English. But they start kind of yelling at us. And, you know, we're trying to eat. And so Larry goes over, and the Lord just blessed him with Russian. I think he had spoken Russian maybe a little bit and long time ago, but the Lord brought it to his remembrance. So Larry starts speaking to them in Russian, praising the Lord.
Slava Bogu.
Well, they didn't like that. They did not like that. So Larry comes back over, and then they start mumbling, ba 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 ba. And then they get up and storm out and leave. So we were like, yes, Jesus saw the enemy, kicked him out, and we're laughing. After they left, we weren't cracking
up. Loved it.
So that was a really funny part of the story. But the biggest miracle, and I just have a couple more stories to share, and then I'll turn it over to my wonderful husband here. The biggest miracle was in Bangkok, and it was on the day before New Year's Eve. And it was the last miracle of 2017 that we experienced. Yeah. And it was the most spectacular one, even that Larry saw his whole time there, because he was there a little bit longer than I was. So we're at an Iranian church, and Larry had been asked to preach there. And it was a group of people were there, and a woman was there, and she came in, and she had dark glasses. She was sitting by herself. She was, you know, just sitting there, not really engaged. You could tell she was in discomfort. And she was sitting that way pretty much the whole time during the service. After the message, we invited everybody up for prayer. And we prayed over everyone. When we got to her, we led her to the Lord. And she fell on her knees and was really touched by the Lord. We had her get up, and we sat her down in a chair, and we had her take her glasses off. And we prayed over her, but Larry touched her eyes, put his hands over her eyes.
What was wrong with her?
Yes, yes. So she had a lot wrong with her. We found out she was a stroke. She had had a stroke. Part of her face, half of her face was paralyzed. She couldn't hear well. One of her eyes she couldn't see. And she had a lot of challenges that she was facing. And so when we sat her down, we asked her to take her glasses off. We prayed over her. Larry touched her eyes. She opened her eyes, and we heard her say, I can see, I can see, I can see. It was such a blessing. She could see perfectly. Thank you, Jesus. She could just see perfectly, and everything was restored. Her face was completely aligned. Before it was, you know, paralyzed on one side. Her face was aligned. She could speak. She could hear. She could stand up straight. She was just feeling so wonderful, and we could just see the countenance change. It was just totally amazing. So she couldn't stop talking about it. She was so excited, and we were all rejoicing, and just praise and joy and worship just erupted. We were so excited about it. And she told us that the reason she came that night was because she heard God tell her to come to the church that night. So she heard the Lord tell her, and she said, I heard that Jesus heals. She didn't even know we were going to be there. She didn't know anybody was going to be praying over her or anything. She didn't come for us. She came for Jesus. And she had heard Jesus heals, and God told me to go, and she did, and she got completely delivered and healed. It was such a miracle.
It took about 5 seconds.
Literally took about 5 seconds. So, Lord, we give you the thanks and praise for that.
Thank you.
And the last story that I'll share with you is actually kind of related. So this was the last miracle that we experienced in 2017. But then on New Year's Eve, so the next day was New Year's Eve. So then we had our first fruit of 2018. And it turns out that it was her husband. So there's a big New Year's celebration at a big church and a big hotel. And we're there, and she comes, and she brings her husband, who's a Muslim. She was Muslim before, and he's a Muslim still. The thing that I noticed about her when I first saw her is she didn't have a head covering. So she came, her hair's long, beautiful. She has this beautiful glow and smile about her. She just looked like a completely different woman. And her husband's with her. But her husband just had this joyful countenance. And we didn't get a chance to talk to them until right after the clock turned to 2018. So we're up in front, and they come up to us, and so we start talking to them, and he just is so thankful. He just says, "Thank you for praying over my wife. Thank you, Jesus." And we said, "It's Jesus." And he said, "I know." She said when she came home that night, he immediately saw, because she's not wearing her dark glasses, her face is aligned, she's got a smile, everything's different. He's like, "What happened? What happened? What happened? You look, you're healed. Everything's great." And she said, "This is what Jesus does." And so, amen, thank you, Lord. And so he believed that, and he received it, and he came that night to New Year's Eve, which is this joyful countenance. And so we immediately led him to the Lord, and it was so easy. He wanted Jesus so much, and he was so thankful and grateful to what the Lord had done for his wife and for him, because it changed their whole family dynamic just in an instant. That's what Jesus does. So we are just so thankful that of what the Lord does. We're so thankful for his power, Lord. We just thank you for your miracle working power. We thank you that you are in charge of everything that we do, that you want to heal your loved ones, that you want to heal us, you want to restore us, you want to bless us, and that you do what you say you're going to do. So we just thank you and praise you for that, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. You're awesome, Jesus. You're awesome. You're awesome. This kind of atmosphere that we have right now is what pervades when we begin to pray for the sick. We literally take what Holy Spirit's doing now, right here, right now, and it pervades through us because we are carriers of Jesus. And that's what he wants. We take the atmosphere of heaven literally with us wherever we go. And as I told Pastor Steve, people are always asking, "Why don't people get all people get healed?" So I asked Father. I didn't really want to know the answer. And he said, "Talk about why they get healed." And I'm going to do that very briefly. First word, Jesus. Everything is about Jesus. He is healing. He is salvation. He is deliverance. He just doesn't have it. He is it. Why is he named Jesus? Jesus saves. Sozo is the word, soteria. It also means healing, deliverance, riches, salvation, welfare, defense. All that is the Greek word. So everything that you need to godliness and holiness is in the name Jesus. So we carry one thing with us. We have the Word of God inside. We preach the Word of God. We preach about Jesus. And everywhere we go, Jesus shows up because he's inside. And sometimes we don't feel like I feel right now. Kind of hard to stand up right now. So thank you. You took anyway. So there are three things. Jesus heals, and in the covenant. And the atonement. That's what God does. That's his part. The atonement, we need to realize as much as salvation is in the cross, before the cross, the whipping Jesus received was for one reason, that we could be healed. And if you watch the movie by Mel Gibson. I was, when it came out, I went with a Jubilee group. And Gina was sitting next to me. God bless Gina. And I asked the Lord that I couldn't turn away from the whipping thing. Because it's gross. It's just sickening. It's just disgusting. It's so hurts your heart. And I'm just weeping. I'm not going to turn away. I'm not going to shut my eyes. So Gina just gets a Kleenex from his wife and puts it in my hand. Thanks, Gino. I wouldn't look at Gino. I got to watch this. Because we need to realize what Jesus paid so we could be healed. We know what he paid a little bit for our sin. We need to realize he did that just so you and I could be healed. And I think of that a lot. I say those scriptures to myself because we stand, and it sounds really cool and awesome and everything works. But that isn't what you feel the inside. You see some sick-looking stuff, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. It's so gross that you cannot be moved by what you see. You must remember Jesus paid the price for this. He was whipped without mercy. So this man, this woman, this boy, this girl can instantly be healed. And they get it. And they get it. And you go, oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, you're so good. You're so beautiful. You're so wonderful. I'll go to the, but Melanie wasn't there. We were invited to a military hospital. Now, military hospitals are off limits to civilians. There is a war in Thailand right now. Most people don't know that. The military is actively at war in the south in a city called Betong. I was in Betong 2 years ago with the Muslim terrorists. And the Muslim terrorists don't use bullets, they use bombs. So we were permitted to see 11 bomb victims and pray for them in the military hospital. They're in a room about this high as a stage. Each one has been maimed by a bomb. And I'm not talking just a hurt hand. I'm talking missing legs, missing feet, legs are shattered, the skin on his left leg was completely seared by the bomb. And I preached, Jesus will heal you. And the devil is telling me, it's not going to work. Not going to work. You don't have that kind of faith. I'm listening to this. So I'm preaching. And I refuse to back off. I refuse because I know Jesus. I know what he will do. And I said, Lord, I want to see the miracle. I want to see the miracle. So I prayed for 10 of them. The first guy has a fractured leg, multiple fractures, has pins in his leg with a bar outside. We do that in America, too, on a way you can keep the leg together. And I prayed, he's in excruciating pain. I prayed, pain's gone. He says, Demach. Demach means very good. Next guy has a half-missing foot. I want to see the foot grow. That's what I wanted, but the pain lamp. So each one, the pain lamp, they felt different. But I got the last guy in my prayer. I'm saying, Lord, I want to see the miracle. I know you're a miracle working God. I want to see the miracle. This man, in the explosion, the upper part of his leg is still the femur, but it's near the hip. He's in great pain, cannot walk. It's not knit together yet. I don't know why, but it's not. Because this didn't happen yesterday. These guys have had operations and surgery and all kind of treatment. And so in the brokenness of his leg, this leg became 3/4 inch shorter, which is, well, that's pretty normal. So I prayed for him, pain lamp. I thought, oh, yeah, that's great. That's great. But he can't walk. He has no crutches because there's not a chance for him to walk. He's in a wheelchair. So I got down and I began to pray for the leg. Now, this is called pressure. It took 2 minutes for that leg to grow out. The chief nurse is here, 40 witnesses. My interpreter is one of the pastors, Pastor Leem at Living Strength. I'm not sure who believed. I know I did, but I felt all kind of pressure. And in 2 minutes, I'm going to do it in like 3 seconds. Like this. One. 3. As soon as the kid's here, I go, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What do you feel? He says, something is churning in my leg. Something is moving where the fracture is. And now I hear a spirit say, tell him to get up. Here's the proof. Here's the proof to put it. So now he can't get up. His leg is broken. I said, get up in Jesus' name. Here we go. Now my faith is way up there. Walk in Jesus' name. He begins to walk. And they begin to cheer. The other guys are cheering, screaming. Yeah, yeah, we are screaming. I'm crying. I said, listen to me. Every one of you will get your miracle just like your brother right here. Jesus' name. Wow. Wow, that was until we saw the lady. That's the most spectacular thing I've ever seen. Amazing. Right in front of all opposition. You think the devil wasn't in that room? Unbelief. Buddhism was in that room. But Jesus, it's all about Jesus. Jesus came through. And that man walked. He is healed. And he's a living testimony of what Jesus Christ will do. By the way, they all got saved too. I let him in to all before that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is what our Jesus does. That's called faith. Faith in Jesus. That's the biggest reason. See, Jesus has already done what he's going to do. He's not going to do anything else. It is faith that makes a difference. Expectancy. Like that lady, the stroke victim, the Muslim lady, she came expecting because she heard that Jesus. I love that. That's like the woman with the issue of blood. She never saw Jesus. It was unlawful for her to go out because she's got an issue of blood. For 12 years, the woman is sick. 12 years. But she heard about Jesus. And then she by faith, began to say, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. She heard he's in the street. There's a crowd out there. The crowd, anyone can take a stone and kill her. That's what the penalty was for going out when you're unclean. But she risked her life. She grabbed Jesus' garment. And immediately, she, by faith, got healed. Jesus, you know the story. Jesus turned around to see her. That's what it says. Her who touched him. She fell down at his feet. She told him everything that happened. He picked her up. I know he smiled. And he said, woman, be of good cheer. Your faith has healed you. Be healed of your affliction. That brings us to the second part. Jairus. Jairus' daughter is dying. In fact, Matthew says she was already dead, but in Mark, she's still alive. And he said, Jesus, he fell at Jesus' feet, said, Jesus, you come lay your hands on me, on my daughter. She'll live and not die. So Jesus went with him. His faith is, Jesus touched her, she'll live. That's all. That's where his faith is. Jesus touches my daughter and she'll live. And so Jesus knows that. As the woman tells of her testimony, the man from Jairus' house has the bad news. And I know he's walking like this. And they love this little girl. I have 3 daughters. I can't imagine what I'm dying or close to death. Don't bother Jesus anymore. Your daughter's dead. Number one, you don't ever bother Jesus. You can't bother Jesus. So that's a lie. The other was not a lie. It was naturally, she was naturally dead. Then Jesus grabbed Jairus. That's why that scripture's here. Don't be afraid. Just believe. That's all. That's all Jesus is asking. He's asking us, amen, to believe. Don't even think about the circumstances. Amen. Just believe. Becky prayed that today. Amen. I loved it. So I believe he walked with Jairus to the house like this. He's holding him. Jesus is so kind, so tender, so wonderful, so glorious. He's going to comfort this man. But Jairus never said another word. See, his faith is that, touch my daughter, she'll be healed, even if she's dead. And you know the story. He went in. He put the doubt and unbelief out. If you're going to heal the sick,
You've got to put doubt and unbelief and sorrow and sadness out. You've got to put it out. And that's happened two or three times in Thailand this last time before she got there. We had to put the doubt out. Doubt is what stops the power of God. Doubt does. Unbelief does. Jesus could do no mighty work in his own hometown because they doubted. He marveled. He said, whoa, where did this doubt come from? A prophet has no honor among his own people. And this is the prophet. This isn't just a prophet. This is the prophet, Jesus Christ. But if you put it out, then faith can work. Faith can work. Thank you, Jesus. Unforgiveness or forgiveness. And you heard it. So key. It's so key. It doesn't just work in Thailand. Sunday, two Sundays ago, a man right here had a major heart problem. Major. And I won't get through that. And he has had already one bypass or two bypasses. And we ask him, and he feels pain in his heart. And we said, if you get a new heart, can you feel it? He said, absolutely, I can feel it. So we began to pray it, and I heard forgiveness or unforgiveness. Is there someone that's really hurt you? Yeah. I want you to pray and forgive them by name, and Jesus will forgive you. Then we'll pray for your heart. What, 30 people he named? I'm going, whoa, whoa. Three of them were wives, one of which was a witch. And as he named them, he began to sob, didn't he?
He was so moved. You could see the release.
Oh, just
of the emotions and the clenching. You could just see it leaving him. It was so beautiful.
So he got through with the prayer. His countenance is different. And I said, how do you feel? How about your heart? It's fine. It's fine.
Amen.
Never prayed for his heart. Don't need to. Jesus already did the work. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Major, major issue. The woman that Melanie talked about, when the accident and crawled like a monkey, we picked her up, and I saw her come out of her house. When she released her son really hurt her. I don't know what he did. None of my business. I don't care what he did. But when this woman released her son, we prayed 10 seconds. We didn't really have to pray because
she just stood up straight.
She's
and
totally
you
straight.
Could just see the
totally
pain
healed.
Leave.
That's
you could see she was free. It set her free.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
It is a super weapon of the evil one, unforgiveness. And it's a dynamic power of healing, forgiveness. We must be quick to do that. Now, how about a community? Can you forgive a community? I did. It's a community, I can't remember the name of it. It's a community that's full of adultery, and it's well known. Even the chief person in the community is full of adultery. And I went over there, and I'm saying, Lord, what am I going to do? Only one thing that stops adultery, forgiveness. John, the 8th chapter. He forgave the woman caught in adultery. So I said, what do you want me to do? He said, preach that Jesus will forgive all your sin tonight. And I said, oh, yeah, I never preached that ever. So I got in there, and there's about 50 adults and 30 children jammed in this little room. Because it's a Christmas party, and they got food and toys and all this stuff. So they stayed after they ate, which is a miracle. Usually they just leave. And so I began to preach this. About 10 minutes into it, I said, in Jesus' name, I have the power to forgive you tonight. Listen, listen. Do you want your sins forgiven? Do you want your slate clean? I go, yeah, yeah. In Jesus' name, I forgive you. You are free. You are clean. You're washed by the blood. And they began to cheer and scream, and they stood up and began to praise God. I said, yeah, Lord, I love it. That's mass forgiveness in the power and the presence in the name of Jesus. Wow. Every sick person could heal, including a man paralyzed on his left side. Couldn't walk, couldn't talk, couldn't raise his arm. In about 10 seconds, he's completely free. Forgiveness. Tremendous mechanism of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We want to lay hands on you. Years ago, I preached a sermon called Heal and to be Healed. That's the two sides. I am big into healing other people. Other people really want, Pastor talked about it tonight. Other people want to be healed. They want to be set free. And tonight we'll do both things. So, oh yeah, something else we're going to do to pray for the people.
Oh, about relationships. Oh my goodness, that's right. There was this whole other aspect to our trip. The Lord brought us a lot of people who wanted prayer over relationships. Married, yes. There was prayers for marriage, prayers for renewed marriages, restored marriages. So we had a couple that we were actually, one of our prayer partners from the church was a married couple.
Chinese.
And culturally, they're more standoffish. And they saw, you know, Larry and I are so affectionate. And they asked us for prayer. They asked us to pray over their relationship. And they really wanted to be more expressive and to have more love between them. And the Lord wanted that too. So we prayed over them for more love, for more expression of love, for more romance and all of the good things that we get to experience as a married couple. And the next time we saw them, it happened. We saw them at church a couple of days later, and we could see the difference. They were closer. He was being more affectionate. They were kissing. It was just a totally different, big change. And then there was another couple who was considering marriage, and they actually called us and asked for prayer. This was when we were in Pattaya. And the woman, the girl in the relationship, she had actually been attacked by the enemy. So we were praying salvation and deliverance over her. And we, again, saw them later in the church after a couple of days, and we could see the change there, that she had been set free and that the two of them were much closer. Yeah. And then there were women who wanted relationships. And so we prayed over several women about 15 different women in different settings, that the Lord would bring the chosen one, the chosen man that he had selected for them. So that's another thing that we want to pray over tonight, is if you do want prayer for your relationship, if you're in an existing relationship and you want prayer for it, if you are wanting the Lord to bring you that partner, I mean, the Lord did a miracle right here in bringing me and Larry together from nowhere. There is no way that would have happened without the Lord. So we know, we can attest to it, that he does that. He brings He pre-selects our mate. He has a perfect mate for each one of us. And he knows where they are, and he knows how to get you there. I mean, I have a whole story of how I came to Jubilee, and I could talk about that another time. But, you know, it took person after event, and that's how I came here. And then for me to even start sitting in the front was a whole another series of events. So the Lord orchestrated it all. So he knows where the person is that he has ordained for you to be with. He knows how to bring you guys together, and he will. And so we can definitely pray. We would love to pray over that for you tonight. So when you come up for prayer, if you want prayer for that, just let us know, and we'd be happy to pray over that.
And a fulfillment of these prayers, AJ, and of course you guys know AJ, she got engaged during this time.
Yes.
I thought, what was she going to ring? What?
I know. It was like, what?
We prayed like 2 weeks ago? Because she's one of the first they pray for. And it's John. We love John. They've known each other eight or nine years. And I've never put them together, but Jesus did. And we're so happy. We said, make sure you get married. Invite us.
Yes, yes.
So, amen. Anyway, so if you want to come forward, if you're sick, if you want the anointing, the anointing is one thing. The assurance of faith in your heart. We have that. I have that. That's a gift that God has given me. And I love giving away gifts. The gift of faith is the action of the Holy Spirit when He chooses. But I heard Randy Clark say, always invite Holy Spirit for the gift of faith. And praise God. Gift of faith, of course, is Jesus' faith. There isn't anything Jesus won't believe for and have success at. So if you want to come forward, we'll pray for you. But before you do, is there anyone? I don't know everybody here. None of this works unless you have Jesus. None of where I don't care how much you pray, how much you go to church. Without Jesus, nothing works. The woman that got miraculously healed, she came to Christ first, and then 10 seconds later, she gets healed. But it's the first thing is come to Jesus. If there's someone here that does not have Jesus in your heart, the smartest thing you can do in your entire life has come to Jesus. It's very simple. Jesus paid it all. He did all the work. You get all the benefit. He said, if you'll confess me as Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you'll be saved. It's that simple. So if you come up and you want Jesus, you need to have Jesus, just tell us and we'll lead you to Jesus. All right? Come on up now.